Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Walter Jacobson, the legendary newsman whose commentaries you hear here on WGN Radio, just strolled into our studio a couple of minutes ago. Walter, how are you?
I'm just doing fine, and I enjoy listening to you talk to those people.
Yeah, she was good.
I'm surprised at the court trying to convince us, any court, Supreme Court down to the local courts, trying to convince us that judges have no opinions, that they now have biases. Is there such a thing as a person today, you, me, anybody else, who doesn't have an opinion about something?
Well, that was the thrust of one of your commentaries before. We talked about this. You think it's silly to think that they're perfectly neutral.
Can't be. Can't
but,
be.
But it's so, and I believe my point was, and still is, Walter, that I accept that. I just want them to be as fair. And smart as they can
That's
be.
Right.
And if it's a conservative court, hey, you know what? Elections have consequences.
Right.
We elected a conservative Congress and president, and now we have a conservative courts for a long time because of that.
That's right.
That's why people voted that way.
And they should be aware that they have opinions, and they should deal with the opinions. And they can very easily say to themselves and to anybody who's listening that they will try to put their opinions to sleep when they have to make a decision. That's all.
So you have been also writing today, and I think you're going to talk with Steve on Steve's show tomorrow about the immigrant caravan that's coming up. That's your next topic, right?
Yeah.
Which also intersects with the Ninth Judicial Circuit. So what are you saying about that?
Well, that Trump has used the military in this case to politicize and use their forces to give Trump some help in his politics. And that's just a sin in our country to politicize, by politicians, to politicize the armed forces. And that's what he tried to do. And he's driving the military to distraction. Then nobody knows anymore what to expect from him and what they can do. He spent 2 weeks prior to the midterm elections saying that this caravan of some several thousand, it's been estimated up to 30 or 40,000 people, are part of an invasion to the United States. And on that basis, he is going to send troops to the border in Mexico. And he did right away. He sent 6,500 troops. And now there are 8,000 troops there. And suddenly he's decided in the past 48 hours that he'll have to bring some of them home. Because the criticism of using the troops in a political stunt is weighing in on him.
I saw pictures of some of them, and they didn't have a lot to do.
No, they don't have a lot to do. And the Pentagon, here's where I say that the president is driving the Pentagon to distraction. The Pentagon says, and they're even saying it publicly now, people in it, that the border troops were unnecessary. And then, you know, when Trump says they are necessary and we need them to protect our national security, and then the Pentagon doesn't know what to do about it, so it says finally that sorry, sir, but they were unnecessary. All they did down there, and are still doing a little bit of it, is putting up razor wire in certain entry places. And now the Pentagon is saying, well, they're finishing the work. They're 75% done, so they can come home.
I've had this worst-case scenario scene in my head where things get out of hand, where there are people on the other side of the razor wire, or there's a confusion about somebody, and one of our troops shoots one of these women or children crossing the border, or a young man.
Oh.
They shoot a zebra. I don't care. The idea that we would shoot to kill some of these people, and remember, the president said that we'll treat Iraq as a weapon.
That's right.
And so I just thought, this is amping up for a real disaster. It's embarrassing, it's dumb, it's wasteful. I know that some people listening to us right now, Walter, would argue that the fact that we've sent them there is its own kind of deterrent. It's not a waste of that resource. Maybe some of them will get off the caravan because they see the concertina wire and they decide not to come. But I'm just imagining that this could go badly, too, that this could go wrong.
If something like that happened, of course it could.
Yeah.
So keep the troops out of there, but I don't know that that would really help keep the calm, because people will we'll see if the troops are missing. Now I'm taking the other side of the argument just for a minute. Devil's advocate, if people see the troops aren't there to stop them from throwing rocks, then maybe they will.
But what are they going to do? When they get to the border, you know, if they run through the ditch and hop on the other side of the USA, that's a problem that we've always had. But this is a group of people that aren't being real sneaky about it. They're on a 1,000-person-wide caravan or long, and they're all marching together because there's safety in those numbers, literally for their travel. And my understanding is when they get to the United States, they will appeal for, they will seek asylum. That's the decision that the president's upset about. They're going to seek asylum. They will turn themselves over to U.S. officials and seek asylum. And then it's a long, protracted process. But it's not like they're then going to storm the gate en masse. You know, there was a concern this week that, in fact, the rumor was that some of them were going to try that. Okay, maybe they will, maybe they won't. But that doesn't look like, you know, a group of people that are ready for a fight. It looks like a group of people that are desperate and looking for asylum. That's what it looks like to me. I don't know what people think is going to happen when they get to the border, but at least the stated intention is they're going to seek asylum.
And 75% of the American public in the most recent poll says that they should be able to seek asylum. They're not saying that they should be given asylum, but they should be able to apply for it. 45% of the people are saying that the troops ought to be there because, as you've just pointed out, something can erupt. But 75% of them are saying that asylum applications are legitimate, and that's okay. Why doesn't Trump understand that? Why doesn't Trump just say, accept this other side of the arguments and then give his side and explain it? He just seems to ask for trouble every day.
I haven't noticed that. Well,
you haven't noticed that?
I haven't noticed that he's sometimes gunning for trouble. And maybe that's, you know, his method, that when he distracts us there, then we don't pay attention to something else over here. You know, if I were going to do something about this problem, then I would try and find a way to streamline the asylum process, deny them more quickly and get them out of here, or accept them and find a way to patriate them. But the fact that some of these people will then be in a several months long holding period doesn't do anybody any favors.
That's right. And in the meantime, Mr. President, you don't have to make an issue out of something that's going to back you into a corner. He's doing what he wants to do, and he gets himself in trouble, and I believe that he does this with intent.
Well, I wonder if that worked, though, Walter. I mean, you know, at the midterm election, the House, some of the races are still being determined, but as of this morning, the House is now 40-plus Democrat.
Right.
40 seats in the House now are Democrat, more than Republican. So I wonder if that worked. I mean, granted, the Senate's sure going to be a Republican stronger hold, but I wonder if his using the caravan as a tool for votes really paid off. I wonder what the final...
Well, you can only go by what happened in the midterms, because he started this fuss as the caravan was beginning a few months ago. Started it on a low level. He didn't get very excited about it at first. And now the answer to your question is there. It didn't work because the votes came in for the Democrats and opposed to the Republicans. And that's what he tried to prevent, and he just failed on that completely. I don't understand why he doesn't understand where his problems begin.
Walter Jacobs' commentary is heard Thursday mornings on Steve Cochran's show. So you'll be talking about this, you're writing about it all week, and putting the final touches on it today. It's nice to see you, Walter. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me.
By the way, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
And the same to you.
What are you guys doing? Do you carve a turkey? Or what's
I do the carving, but my wife Susie does the cooking.
And
I'm sous chef.
Fair enough.
I'd like to sous chef.
How many people will you be suing?
Right now, just the two of us.
Two of you? Yeah. Oh, well, happy Thanksgiving to you both and to your family.